The Ministry of Agriculture has launched a fleet expansion program in an effort to diversify and promote sustainability in the fisheries sector. In an interview with NBC News, Senior Fisheries Officer and Technical Advisor to the Fleet Expansion Program, Farik Short, encouraged fisherfolk to take advantage of the initiative to upgrade their fishing vessels.
The fleet expansion program is a collaboration between the government of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the Kingston Cooperative Credit Union. The fleet expansion program is necessary to help with the food security challenges that we're having in St. Vincent, and also to help with building the livelihood of our fishers and vendors and the fishing community.
Short shared some requirements for program qualification.
In order to qualify for the program, you must be a citizen of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. You must be a registered fisher. You must be operating or intend to invest in fish, lobster, conch, or other fisheries. You also have to have a feasible investment proposal that will facilitate making a profit and fully repay the loan. And also, you must have a business plan for the loan that you're requesting. Further to that, the government would be paying 60% of the security deposit that the fisher requires. Also, 5% would be paid by the applicant. And the person who is doing the exportation, after fishing, you come to land your fish, you're going to have to sell your fish to somebody who's going to export the fish for you.
Short noted that fisherfolk will have 5 years for loan repayments, adding that for the moment, there is an established interest rate of 8%. Additionally, he said that this program is needed now more than ever to assist in ensuring food security in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
So fishers who are interested, you can come to the fisheries division. They ask for me, Farik Short, and I will help them through the application process. If you only need information about the program, we can provide you with information also. It's a much needed program for the country. Given the food security issues, the current vessels that we are using, they are not adequate to fish the length and breadth of the exclusive economic zone that St. Vincent has.
Short underscored the importance of upgrading the current vessels.
We have up to 140 nautical miles of water going down there, and we just cannot fish. We just cannot fish all that area going down there. So with the kind of vessels that we have now, we need to upgrade. Fishers need to get their tuna longliners. They need to be able to spend, let's say, 5 to 7 days at sea fishing. Lobster, conch, timon, those are what are being exported. Our vessels simply aren't adequate to do that kind of catch. All the fish that is being caught at the moment, they are being consumed in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. You don't really have any exportation of thin fish except for maybe redfish and for some fish that are being used as bait. So, you know, your yellowfin tuna, your big eye tuna, we need these high value fish caught and exported. So the fleet expansion, something necessary.
Senior Fisheries Officer and Technical Advisor to the Fleet Expansion Program, Farik Short. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.